This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of The Power of Dhikr. In this episode, we continue to talk about those words that make up the most beloved of speech to Allah and the best speech that anyone can do in this world. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah. We come to now Allahu Akbar. And of course, in addition to that, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So we come to Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar is something that we say so frequently throughout the day. Imagine, so many of our actions are related to the takbir, the prayer. When we begin the prayer, all of our movements in the prayer, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It's become so well known about the Muslims, this statement, Allahu Akbar, that it's become a symbol of Islam. You know, that people say, what if you were to ask a non-Muslim, what is it that the Muslims say? Tell me one thing you know Muslims say, they will say, Allahu Akbar. Look at the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, again and again. Look at all of those actions that we do that have that takbir in it, that Allahu Akbar. The fact that it's from the most beloved of speech to Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's look at what Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah has to say about this. He says, in the statement Allahu Akbar, there is the affirmation of the greatness of Allah. The azama, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this kibriya, the pride and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than everything, and the fact that nothing, everything which is great is insignificant in the sight of Allah. This kibriya, this pride of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it contains al-azama. It contains this greatness of Allah, the fact that Allah is greater than every single thing. But he says al-kibriya is even more complete. So this concept of takbir and that Allah is greater, it's even more than the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla is greater. And he said that's why there are many statements that are made by people. There are many permissible statements in the Sharia, in the Salah and in the Adhan, in which we say Allahu Akbar. And this is more complete than us saying Allahu A'zam. So Allah is Azim, we know, wa huwa al-Aliyyul Azim. But this statement, Allahu Akbar, is more complete. It has a more comprehensive meaning than Al-Azim. Al-Akbar has a more comprehensive meaning than Al-Azim. So we see multiple meanings here, and we see that Allahu Akbar is from the most complete meanings to show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allahu Akbar is more complete than this other statement. As it is authentically mentioned in the Sahih from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah Azza wa Jal says that al-kibriya is my rida, that my cover, my garment is the garment of pride. And al-azama is my izar, my lower garment is the garment of greatness. And whoever tries to reach me or tries to compete with me or tries to to reach my level or to tries to make out that he has my level, I punish him. And this is part of the meaning of Allahu Akbar. Everyone who has any kind of status on this dunya, everyone who has status, a king, a president, whatever they are, whatever status they have nothing in the sight of Allah. No status in the sight of Allah. Status in the sight of Allah is with piety. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says in this hadith, my upper garment is al-kibriya. And this comes from the meaning Allahu Akbar, this pride, this greatness. And my lower garment is greatness. Whoever tries to compete with me, I punish him. And this is and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the greatness this the lower part, and he made the upper part this kibriya that we take from Allahu Akbar, this pride and this greatness that makes Allah greater than anyone and anything else. And he says that this is more. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah continues by saying this is more noble. It is even more significant than Allah's greatness. So it has a meaning even bigger than the meaning of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you imagine the greatest of the creation of Allah, imagine for a second what Allah Azza wa Jal, or what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about the footstool. And that the heavens and the earth, in comparison to the footstool, are like the example of a small ring, an iron ring that is thrown in the middle of a desert. So a tiny ring that is thrown into the desert, that is the example of the heaven, the whole universe in compared to the footstool. And the example of the throne in compared to the footstool is the same. So the footstool is tiny in comparison to the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah is greater than all of His creation. Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than all of His creation. If you imagine, this is the universe. The universe in comparison to the kursi is like the comparison of an iron ring that is thrown into the middle of the desert. Who can imagine the size of an iron ring in the middle of a huge desert? And the same goes for the throne and the footstool. For the arsh in compared to the kursi. And Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than every single thing. All of His creation. If He is the one who created these great things, He is the one who created these huge parts of creation, these, you know, you can't even imagine. When you even see the size of the earth, it shocks you. It makes you feel, you know, amazed to see just the size of the earth. Then you see the size of space when they say that our earth is not even a dot in the whole of the universe. It's not even the tiniest dot. And then you imagine that the whole universe in comparison to the footstool is not even a dot. And the footstool in comparison to the arsh is the same. And Allah is greater than everything. This is the creator who created all of these things. Wallahu Akbar. Allah is greater than all of those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And so this is our affirmation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deserving pride. And when we look at pride in terms of creation, we see that creation doesn't deserve to be proud or deserve to be boastful. Because being proud and being boastful in terms of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, you're being proud about something you shouldn't be proud of. You don't deserve to be proud of because you're weak. You have deficiencies. You take pride in yourself and you walk on the earth as though you are a king, as though you are the owner of the whole earth, when really you are a weak human being. You have needs. You drink, you eat, you use the bathroom, you need to go to the toilet, you feel hot, you feel cold. You're a weak human being. You get sad, you get happy, you feel down, you feel, you know, okay. You have these changes in mood. You're a weak human being. And so this pride that you show to other people, look at me, look how great I am in front of the people, this pride is not deserving. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal is deserving of pride. Because whenever you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes, you see that they are the pinnacle of perfection. And therefore Allah is deserving of al-kibriya. Allah is deserving of being pride, having pride, and Allah Azza wa Jal is deserving of being considered to be greater than every single thing. Because that's true about Allah, but it's not true about us. So pride in our sense is not a good thing, but in the sense of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is something which is deserving. So this statement of Allahu Akbar, we're affirming again the greatness of Allah, we're affirming the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal is above and beyond all of His creation. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these hugely significant creations, the heavens, the earth, mankind, the angels, the jinn, and then He created the whole universe and the stars and the sun and the moon, and Allah Azza wa Jal created the footstool and He created the arsh, and yet Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than all of those things. So whatever of those things we look at, Allah Azza wa Jal is greater than all of those things. And that's why we mention this word, Allahu Akbar, again and again. Now, that it's useful to mention towards the end of this episode that there is a link between all of these words. That all of these words, these four phrases we've learnt about so far, Subhanallah, and Alhamdulillah, and La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar, they link themselves together. These things are linked together by in many ways. First of all, they're very easy to say. They're very, very easy to say. Like we have in the statement, kalimatan, two words that are light upon the tongue, heavy upon the scales, and pleasing to Ar-Rahman. They're light upon the tongue, they're heavy upon the scales, they're pleasing to Ar-Rahman, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, and Subhanallah al-Azim. So these words are light on the tongue and they're easy for people to say. They contain huge meanings. They contain the praise of Allah in all of them. All of them contain the praise of Allah. All of them contain tanzih. All of them contain that we are saying that Allah is perfect and everything else is imperfect. All of them contain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them contain the meaning of each one, the meaning that only Allah deserves to be worshipped. Because if you look at Alhamd, Alhamd is only for the one who deserves to be worshipped, for Rabbul Alameen, for the Lord of the heavens and the earth. That's who praise is for. This glorification, this tasbih, this saying that Allah is perfect, it's only for the Lord of the universe. La ilaha illallah, that Allah is the only one that deserves to be worshipped. And likewise, Allahu Akbar, that Allah is greater than everything and therefore you worship Him because of that. So they are linked. If you look at the meaning of Subhanallah, the meaning of Subhanallah is found within all of these four words. In a certain extent, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater, everything else is not great, everything else is not as significant, everything else is a creation of Allah, and therefore Allah Azza wa Jal is the only one that deserves to be worshipped. So all of these four words, or these four phrases, they link into each other, and they tie into each other. So when we say them together, it gives us further emphasis. So we say Alhamdulillah, we say Subhanallah, we say La ilaha illallah, and we say Allahu Akbar, and all of these words come together to give us that meaning. And it gives the Muslim that affirmation of Tawheed, the affirmation that only Allah Azza wa Jalla deserves to be worshipped. And of course it contains the thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contains the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it contains the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla is perfect and we are imperfect, it contains the pride of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that within these few words. So these are things that the rich can do and the poor can do, the old can do and the young can do, the sick can do and the healthy can do. So what we can do is, we can all be doing these things, saying this dhikr, in order for us to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And by this dhikr, we can achieve the role of sadaqah, which we would not be able to give, of freeing slaves, which we would not be able to do, of sending out horses which are laden in the path of Allah, and all of the other things that are mentioned. We can get the reward that nobody else in the world will be able to bring equal to it, except the one who does it more. So at the end of this understanding, at the end of these few episodes, we're reminding everyone to make it a habit for you to use these words day in, day out. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and the variations, Subhanallah wa bihamdih, Subhanallah al-Azim, and all of the other variations that have come, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and all of the other variations that we know from the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. So we're sticking to that which is authentic, we're saying these words frequently, and we're expecting and hoping for the reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla in doing so. That's all we have time for in this episode, inshallah. Please do join me in the next episode of The Power of Dhikr. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again. Give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please. Wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart.